Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the Gregory Crawford on Sports Business Show. We do this show every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time. And if you can't listen live, you can always listen to the podcast at www.blogtalkradio.com. Just punch in Gregory Crawford on Sports Business. You'll get every single show that we've ever done. And, of course, it's the first of the month. So that means we have our usual great guest on. We'll get to him in just a moment. But I want to remind everybody in the Portland metro area, and if you're in the Puget Sound area, you're welcome to come. Tomorrow is the world-famous NoHo Sports Lunch. We do it every quarter at NoHo's Hawaiian, 4627 Northeast Fremont. This is just not something that we pulled off the rack. We're into our sixth year of doing it. And we'd love to get Justin Lunt. I blew the guest already. Coming up here. We'd love to get him there. And any Puget Sound followers are welcome, or anybody in the Tacoma area are welcome. But let's bring on Justin Lunt, the head men's basketball coach. We talk to him the first Tuesday of every month from Puget Sound. Does a fabulous job up there. Good evening, Justin. Thanks for being on again.
Greg.
And we got to get you down to the sports lunch.
Now, so is it tomorrow? Is that what you said?
It is tomorrow, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Our next
one is in
October, and you'll be full of basketball by then, but you're more than welcome. It's an easy drive down. It's just off of 205 and 4627 Northeast Fremont, and it's kind of a who's who of this area's sports people and a who's not, like me.
What time is it, Greg, the event?
We open the gates at 11 o'clock. We sing the national anthem at high noon, and that rocks the whole neighborhood, believe it or not. We've had people walk over from the neighborhood that hear it, that love it. Then we have self-introductions, and then we eat at 12:20. We're usually done at 1.
Wow, okay. Well, we just started camp up this week, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it this time, but, you know, I might try to make it in October, even though we're in the middle of season or just getting ready for season. You give me some time, I might be able to make it down,
yeah.
Especially if it's an early afternoon like that. That's definitely something,
yeah,
that, you know, we could make.
Miss all the traffic and anybody,
yeah,
else, welcome. We'd love to have you down. Denari will be there tomorrow.
Okay.
Let's see. Larry will be there tomorrow. Brad Barbarick, a lot of people you know, John Spolstra, the great John Spolstra, Stan Love, Kevin's dad will be there tomorrow.
Yeah.
Cliff Wagner,
okay,
who you know at the Clackamas Community College, and his assistant,
what a
Brian.
What a great event.
I'm leaving people out. Yeah, it is a great event, and we'd love to have you. But also a great event is Puget Sound Basketball. And Justin, I want to start out right now. Now's the time of year when you might not have a lot of contact with your players. And of course, Division III rules are pretty tough on that, but what's the key thing that you want your players working on right now?
I think, and I know we talked about this on our last show, just as far as, you know, the goals and all that. I mean, I think, you know, all of our guys, you know, have a game plan, and, you know, we try to do the best we can to you know, touch base with our guys, whether through a phone call, email, or text message, you know, 2 to 3 times a month for our out-of-state guys, you know, usually once a week, and then with our guys that are in-state, you know, 2 times a week, just because usually our in-state guys are around campus. And what's been great about this summer is we have a majority of our guys around, which is really, really nice. We started playing in a summer league up at Bellevue College, and you know, obviously there's, you know, we can't practice or, you know, do anything. It's just pretty much a time for, you know, our guys to get together and go play, you know, and what's great about it is, you know, we've got a lot of our new guys participating, and then we've got a lot of our returners, and it's a great opportunity for our returners to be leaders and, you know, take a coaching perspective of it. You know, I mean, we don't have any coaches on the bench, so it's, you know, it's kind of self, you know, ran through our guys. And, you know, we have our next two games on this upcoming Thursday, and then the following week will be the last week of it. But it's just a great time. So, I mean, our guys right now are, you know, keying in on, you know, getting stronger, working on their weaknesses, continuing to improve on their strengths, and just, you know, getting better. You know, I touched base with actually a few guys today, and actually even about half an hour before we started this show, and just, you know, making sure guys are, you know, in great spirits and working hard. And you know, guys are excited, and guys are you know, doing everything they can to get better. So you know, it's always a great feeling, you know. So, like, and like I told you before, I just think our internal leadership with what we have, with all of our returners, they do a great job setting the tone.
Very good. Great, great, great response there. Justin, I wanted to ask you a question about, you know, I always saw this at Linfield. The administration, when I was going there, was extremely supportive of
right.
athletics. You have a new president. Have you had much of a chance to sit down with him? Is he a basketball fan, and talk with him? And go ahead.
You know what? You know, I mean, we haven't had a chance to sit down one-on-one, but President Crawford is a big supporter of athletics, you know, and we're really, really excited. I mean, obviously, you know, President Ron Thomas was amazing, and was very supportive of athletics and just supportive of just everything on campus. And he was an amazing, amazing president. And you know, the emails that I've had with President Crawford, and you know, just meeting him, and you know, his reputation. I mean, he's outstanding. So we're really, really excited, you know, and he's got a lot on his plate. I mean, his first day was, you know, Friday last week, July 1st. And, you know, I mean, he's got a lot of things going on, but, you know, hopefully by our next month conversation in August, you know, if you ask that question again, hopefully we have sat down and, you know, had a conversation. But, you know, we've exchanged some emails together, and, you know, he's excited and been very supportive. So, you know, changes, I mean, obviously Coach, our President Thomas was amazing. And, you know, change is always hard, but I think with President Crawford, we're excited.
And he's got a great name, and we know that Crawford tradition
yes.
continues in
yeah.
the state of Washington, where my dad's family still was. Someday we'll off the air, we'll talk about, I have a few famous cousins that have been long involved in the state of Washington in government and future farmers of America and beyond. So, and I wound up in the great Portland, Oregon. Who knows where you're going to end up? You know,
right.
Thinking about change, you and I have talked off the air and on the air about very little change in coaching in the Northwest Conference year in and year out. And it's the same way, you know, like the NWAC has only had three coaching changes on the men's side of 36 teams. Phenomenal. That's the Community College League in Oregon, Washington, and Idaho, for people that don't know what I'm talking about there. But the question I have for you just is, it just kind of goes to show you that the dedication level on the D3 NAIA, where there's always very little community college, it's phenomenal, the talented coaches that are out there and
right.
and probably could at times leave for more money, but they love what they're doing, they love where they're at, they love the loyalty.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. You know, I mean, I think you hit it right on the nose. I mean, I think that, you know, the NWAC was, you know, so good this year. You know, a lot of really good players, and you know, so well coached. I mean, you know, we've gotten to know, you know, a lot of the coaches in NWAC, and, you know, every coach, I think, just does an outstanding job. And I think in our conference too, I mean, I think that, like I said, every coach is very well prepared, you know, works their tail off to, you know, improve their program, year in and year out. And, you know, I think it's a true testament with what you were saying as far as changes. I mean, you know, and I think a lot of, if there is any changes, it's usually those coaches leaving for, you know, higher positions, you know, as far as change goes, which is, you know, just shows how good of coaches those people are when they are leaving. So, yeah, it's, there's basketball in the Northwest is so great. You know, from the NWAC to, you know, the NWC to the GNAC, you know, as far as small colleges goes, it's top of the line. Very, very good. Very competitive.
Yeah, it is. And you're absolutely right. It definitely is.
And I look at Cascade.
Yeah. Never forget the Cascade, the great NAIA league, and fabulous coaches, teams, schools, really good. It's just a real treat, and that's why basketball fans should soak it up and enjoy it all the time. I want to say one thing about the loyalty of Justin Lunt here on this program. I text him over the holiday weekend. I know July is a terribly busy time for basketball coaches. In the off season, I said, Justin, if you need to take a show off, fine. He got back in 30 seconds. No way, we're doing it. So I love it. So I love the enthusiasm. I love your commitment, your loyalty. That means a lot to me. What are some things you're really – you talked about the good mix of players and leadership. What are you kind of looking forward to as we head to October and November with this 16-17 team?
You know, just, I mean, experience. I mean, obviously, it's always nice when, you know, our last game of the season, you know, in the semifinal game versus Whitworth, we return our starting five from that game. You know, so I think as far as, you know, having, you know, experience, you know, coming back, I think, you know, it's exciting. You know, and I know that with all of our returners, not only just those, you know, five starters, because we did have, you know, two guys coming off the bench, you know, are coming back too. So, you know, it's, I think all the returners are just, you know, really excited to get back at it. You know, and so I think, you know, if you were to ask me what am I looking, you know, forward to most, you know, especially the months of October and November, which are, you know, beginning the preseason of the year, is just having experience and not having to, you know, start over. I mean, all of our guys know exactly what we're doing offensively, defensively. They understand the culture of our program, what we're about, what practices look like, what, you know, film sessions look like, what meetings look like. You know, so having to reteach or start over with that, it's really, really nice to have a majority of our guys, you know, that will be in those practices, film sessions, meetings that have a clue of what's going on. You know, I mean, last year, we had, you know, five, you know, a brand new five starting lineup, you know, and so there was a lot of teaching and, you know, it took a while for us to get things going. And, you know, I thought towards the end of the season, we're playing our best basketball, and it's nice to know that going into, you know, games that matter, hopefully, knock on wood, you know, we don't have to have any setbacks or baby steps because we have experience. So I would say experience is number one. And then number two is, you know, we're really, really excited about our incoming class. You know, we've got a great mixture of some high school kids, and then we've got a great mixture of a few transfers. So, you know, that's always nice. And I think that they add to what we were lacking last year, consistently. So it's, you know, it's exciting. I mean, and obviously I think if you were to ask any coach in our conference right now, you know, how excited they are about next year, all of them are going to be like, yeah, we're really, really excited. And, you know, we're excited about our incoming guys. We're excited about our returners, you know. And so that's what the month of, you know, July and August are. It's just a lot of optimism, you know, a lot of recruiting, you know, for 2017. But we all know when we roll the basketballs out, you know, October 15th or, you know, whenever our first practice is, you know, we'll get a really good sense of, you know, where we are and what we're about. But, you know, experience is a great thing. And obviously a team that, you know, got to the semifinals of the conference tournament and, you know, having everyone back is always a nice thing. But then I think about it in perspective and you go, well, you know, Whitman's got everyone back. Whitworth's got everyone back. You know, so, you know, it's our conference is just tough. You know, I mean, they preseason wise, as far as rankings go, we possibly could have two teams in the top 10, if not the top 8, in the country, you know? So that's, I mean, I think that speaks volumes of our conference and the coaches, the players, you know, that are in the NWC.
It's a huge deal, absolutely. Justin, I think our listeners, and we've got a lot of listeners tonight for usual when you're on, they might get a kick out of, what is your day going to be like tomorrow? What are you doing tomorrow? Without giving away any proprietary information.
No, we have camp tomorrow. So we've got our Little Loggers camp, which is just unbelievable. And pretty much it's a full athletic department camp. So every coach participates in the camp. Yeah, it's great. It's, you know, so there's 110 campers that are in camp from the ages of 6 to 12. And it's full on, you know, I had three sessions today. I think I have two sessions tomorrow. I got three sessions on, you know, Thursday. And then we have our Olympics on Friday. But it's unbelievable. It's great to just see, you know, work with so many different kids. And when we do our own, you know, boys basketball camp, everyone's, you know, interested in just basketball. And they understand basketball. And they know basketball, a majority of them. But it's great to, you know, work with kids that are, you know, only interested in soccer, but, you know, part of the camp is basketball, so they have to participate in basketball. So it's a fun camp. So, you know, tomorrow we've got that. You know, what makes it even more enjoyable is my, you know, 6-year-old daughter is in camp, you know, so I get to spend the day with her. And, you know, she's absolutely just fully engaged in every sport and has a great time. And, you know, so that's the other, you know, I think that's the cherry on top as far as being able to, you know, go to work with your daughter every day and, you know, have her, participate in sports and all that fun stuff. So that's what I was saying with not coming down tomorrow. We've got camp all day, tomorrow, all day, Thursday and all day Friday. So that's what this week looks like, you know, starting with tomorrow. And then, you know, there's, you know, AAU basketball kicks off this weekend. So we'll have some recruiting, you know, this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and away we go.
Yeah, away we go. It never stops.
It never stops. Yeah.
You know, one thing that you don't see a lot of with Division III basketball players is getting in trouble. The academics are extremely hard. You got to focus on those. And then you got to balance that with playing athletics. But what's the key to keeping a young person out of trouble that, you know, one that you're coaching and there's so many opportunities out there, sadly, to get in trouble. I know I was talking to my great friend, Coach Barnes at Cal State Bakersfield over the weekend. And he had a great answer to that. And I'm asking you too, Justin. He said, you never take anything for granted.
Right. Well, and I mean, with that, and I think that's a great point from Coach Barnes. I think the biggest thing is just the culture and the internal leadership. I mean, you know, our team GPA was over 3.0, you know, as far as, you know, disciplinary you know, our guys getting in trouble. I mean, it rarely happens. And I think a lot of that comes down to, we don't, you know, as a program, we don't have rules. We really have just standards, and, you know, our guys do a great job of, you know, holding their teammates to the standards and holding themselves to the standards, you know, self-accountability. You know, so I think a lot of that comes down to, you know, recruiting, obviously, you know, getting the right student athlete. I mean, obviously at Puget Sound, you know, academically they have to be top notch, which means, you know, self-disciplined to, you know, follow through on things in the classroom, which usually means that they're self-disciplined in other actions in their life. You know, especially if they're going to be a great student and then a great, you know, high school basketball player / junior college player to come play at Puget Sound. So, you know, they have self-discipline ingrained, you know, in their lives. And I think that's big. Now, every single one of our guys are going to make mistakes and they're going to have hiccups, and that's just part of growth, and that's just part of being a student athlete. Whether it's in the classroom, whether it's, you know, something on campus, whether it's, you know, something on the basketball court, you know, it's going to happen. You know, you and I talked about practice and kicking players out of practice last time we talked, last month. And, you know, the greatest ones that, you know, I've ever put on a Puget Sound, you know, jersey have all been, you know, kicked out of practice, and, you know, have all had their, you know, hiccups in the classroom or off the court. You know, I think what makes them so great is, one, they've taken responsibility for their actions, and then two, they've learned from them and applied them, you know, so that they won't make them again. But, you know, it really polices itself. You know, I think if you're to ask our guys, if one of our guys is on the, you know, this call right now, and you were talking with them, and they were saying, well, what's the number one thing, you know, with coach, you know, I think the biggest thing that they would say is, you know, don't be late, you know, 15 minutes early, be on time. You know, and then probably the other thing would be, the please and thank yous. Cause I just think that, you know, it's really important with whatever you do, you know, in life, and, being on time and, you know, showing gratitude, I think, you know, extremely important, you know, with whatever you do. So, that's what I think those, what they would say, and then just do the right thing. You know, and I think we just, like I said, I think we've got a bunch of guys that, a group of guys in a culture that's, you know, been outstanding with that. So it makes, it's always nice. And I, you know, we have our end of the year banquet, and, you know, we have families there. And one of the things I always start off with is, you know, stating to all the families that it's always nice when you go to bed and, you know, on a Friday, Saturday of the off season, and you don't have to worry about getting a phone call at 2 a.m. As in something happening, you know, because, you know, I think our guys take a lot of pride in the fact that they represent the basketball team and the university at a very high standard.
Final question for you tonight is, you now easily can be considered not only a successful head basketball coach, but somebody that's, you know, been there in that position for a while. Obviously, do you each year gain a comfort zone more and more in yourself without becoming obviously complacent?
Yeah, I try. I mean, you know, if my wife were on this phone call right now, and she's upstairs asleep, you know, she would probably be like, no, he's always got too much, you know, anxiety. He's always worried about things. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I mean, I think that, you know, I try to, you know, like we've talked about before, I try to, you know, I have a goal each summer, 2 to 3 goals, whether that's reading, whether that's learning, you know, a new offense, a new defense, you know, new drills, player development, whatever it is, you know, I try to really, you know, focus on that and improve in that. And then, you know, I think it goes back to, you know, being a player, you know, back in the day, it was, you know, someone's always out there, you know, working, you know, and, you know, we want to do the best we can to not get outworked. So I think with that, you know, comes, you know, like Isaiah Thomas would say, I'm always being a little paranoid, you know, and, you know, I there's really never a time we were actually back in Sitka, Alaska for my father's retirement from the Coast Guard, which was awesome. You know, and it was, we were there for about a week, and, you know, my wife's like, well, can you just turn the phone off and not answer any of your emails for, you know, a few days? I'm like, you know, I can do that. You know, and I did that, and I might have looked relaxed, you know, from the outside, but on the inside, I'm always thinking about, you know, what's going on, you know, and I think that, you know, with anyone that's, you know, that's in this profession, I think there's always got to be a little bit of that edge and that nerve inside, just because, you know, you want to make sure that you're continuously improving, and then you want to make sure that, you know, you're always on your toes for change, or, you know, seeking out, you know, opportunities to, you know, to get better. So, yeah, I tend to not relax too much. You know, even though I did have a good time at Sitka, I caught some fish, and, you know, it was nice to be there for my dad's graduate, or my, retirement, my dad's retirement from the Coast Guard.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's
I think,
huge, you know,
yeah.
And, you know, Justin, it's funny that you mentioned that, because maybe it's a woman-man trait, because my best friend, without question, is named Paula. And I asked Paula today, I said, Paula, is there something I can do to be even a better friend than I am to you? And she said, well, not really too much, but one thing I wish you'd do, Greg, is I wish you'd shut your mind down occasionally.
Yeah. And I can, and with all the things you do, Greg, I could see that. But
yeah,
that's, I mean, that's why, you know, you and I get along so well. We're very wired, you know, we're wired very similar. I mean, it's, you know, it's hard to shut things down, I guess, you know.
No, I think that everybody that I get along with, you can't, you know, my great friends, they don't shut down. And you know, if you're going to be loyal and successful and everything, you can't shut down. You can't do it.
You know? Yeah, no, it's, no, I'm with you 100%.
Yeah, very good. Great job tonight, per usual. Very entertaining. A lot of knowledge thrown out on your part. And I can hardly wait till the first week in August to talk to you again. And tell President Crawford I want to meet him sometime.
Okay, I will. And make sure we bring that up next conversation, or next month, because, you know, I'm hoping, and I know he's got a busy schedule, but that, you know, we can get together and you know, sit down and talk. But I'll tell you right now, we're really excited, you know, and, you know, glad he is, you know, at Puget Sound.
Yeah, very well said. Hey, Justin, have a great month of July. Relax a little bit. Great to have you on tonight. For usual, you'll be back on the first week, first Tuesday at 10 p.m. The month of August, and we'll talk to you then.
All right. Thank you, Greg.
You betcha. That's Justin Lunt, the head men's basketball coach at Puget Sound. They are known as the Loggers, as he mentioned a couple times in the show, and they're a member of the Northwest Conference and located in beautiful Tacoma, Washington. And, you know, who wouldn't want their or if it happened to be coaching another sport, their daughter playing for Justin. He's not only a great coach, but he's equally a great human being and fine person. Good night, listeners. Thanks for listening. Spread the word about this show, and we're happy to do it, and we'll continue to do it as long as I can keep my health, and I hope that happens forever. Good night, everyone, and don't forget to make your free throws and enjoy the month of July and the great weather all around the country.